Bernice, thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Tomorrow will be pretty much my last day here in Japan because I'm flying back Sunday. And since it's the last day, it's going to be very busy in a good way. I'm sure going to check out a vegan cafe in the morning and then some museum scheduled in, plus, you know, more wandering around and dinner at friends. Everything. So yeah, one after another. Quite look forward to it, and in some ways maybe seeing central Tokyo properly for the second time on the trip. I don't know, somehow I'm quite curious about the cultural activities here in Tokyo. I get how my cousins are not very into that. They are my auntie, but I suppose there must be more to things here than, you know, just going to restaurants, which is of course a big part, and Japanese cuisine deserves all the credit, but yeah, a bit something else would be nice. And today we went to essentially this old hot spring that erupted. So now the view reminds me tremendously of great scenery we've seen in Iceland. Because after all, you know, when you smell, I guess, how would you describe this smell? It's like boiled egg gone bad. One way to describe it, the associations are only so many, right? I think it was shocking to see how many people, but mostly Japanese people, were buying into this whole idea of sulfur boiled eggs that's supposed to help extend your life. It says that every egg is supposed to extend your life by 7 years. I know. Superstition still somehow carries some weight. But I suppose when it comes to superstition, especially if it's for the good stuff, you kind of would rather believe it. So why not? There's no harm. We had lunch at a cafe near Hokane Koen, Hokane Park, and that cafe was first started in the 70s. It seems like they never changed their interior design or a desk layout since then. So like even their staffs are like old ladies and gentlemen, right? It was almost like we traveled through time machine and got to this sort of well-preserved restaurant. And even their menu, the food they serve, is from that time. So my auntie ordered a hamburg. Apparently, it's really just a piece of meat, right? It's not the burger, but just the meat itself. The way they would currently do it, they would make the minced meat together with minced onion and stuff, so it's already flavored, right? And the way it was served at this cafe, it was just meat. And supposedly that's how things used to be done back in the day. So it's fascinating how they're able to preserve their old way so much. And to the extent that it almost becomes their selling point at this stage. But I have to say, based on the location, there is a slight possibility that it's still in business because of the location. The location is so prime and there are not many restaurants around it. So if you wanna get some rest, slash parking or plus parking, you will come to the restaurant. So yeah, because this is a case of imperfect competition, which doesn't incentivize a business to adapt, evolve, but interesting things happen. Yeah. I think as for Hakone, the whole hot spring trip, it's more of the lifestyle, the way of being that really what caused me to miss Japan, because as a routine, right, every day you will take a hot bath, and even if it's just for like 10-15 minutes, it really helps you relax. And when you are at Japanese traditional inn, then you would, well, supposedly almost do the hot spring like 2 to 3 times, first when you arrive, and then in the evening, and then the next morning. It's pretty much how a lot of people do it. And because the hotel we stayed at is pretty small, actually it's not that small, but still, both times that we were in the hot spring, at least I felt like we're pretty much the only ones. There might have been like one or two extra customers, but even with the outdoor hot spring, I was able to just enjoy it all by myself. That's quite a luxury, right? And I was particularly careful this time about not getting a headache. So there are ways to do it that would lower the risk of such, I guess, drastic physical impact. Overall I had fun, and I had a black natto, like black fermented beans, for the first time ever. The taste wasn't too different, honestly, but it was still novel. And just now I watched a bit of Santaku. Santaku is this show that's hosted every year for New Year's by Selma-san and Kimura Takuya. So both are, you know, top Japanese entertainers. Selma-san is the comedian, and Kim Taku is, you know, I think I talked about him. One great actor, plus overall great, I guess, multi-talented idol. At least that used to be his sort of part in, yeah, that's how his career was defined. But the reason I'm bringing it up is that when you really pay attention to the way Selma-san interacts on TV, it seems as if he has absolutely no future. I mean, he is divorcee and, you know, pretty much jokes about his own dating life as a 50-some, 60-some year old. He makes himself sound very creepy, but can't quite say how much with other female talent around. And I don't know, like, partly I wonder if he's ever made discriminatory sexual commentary on the show. But I mean, with and that's, I suppose, not what I want to focus on. The main focus of mentioning this is that I appreciate how, I guess, non-filtered he's able to be. After all, when, you know, you think there are people who are listening or watching, it becomes harder to be able to talk about all topics, you know? Like, I suppose there are certain aspects of my life that I haven't shared as part of this sort of journal practice, but something I do even when I write physical journal is I tend to write the content say if I'm writing about my parents, then I would intentionally write them in English, because I know even if my parents see it, they wouldn't understand. You know, something I do, even though, like, I would write assuming no one would ever see it, and it's free flow of consciousness. That's the intention of this, of Brain Food Innator as well. But I did catch myself kind of sort of deciding not to touch on certain topics. Yeah, I don't know. Ideally, I would like to just not have such filter, you know. It's already unedited, but topic wise, I guess sometimes I do end up filtering a bit. Well, that's it for today. Just sort of throwing that thought out there. Not like I have a conclusion or anything, but yeah. All right, thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.